potential financial help for drivers. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden says he's considering a federal holiday on the gasoline tax that could save Americans as much as 18.4 cents a gallon.
The president said when asked of the possibility of a gas tax holiday,
well, I hope I have a decision based on data I'm looking for by the end of the week.
Gas taxes help pay for highways and their maintenance. The president did not say how long such a holiday could last. The administration has already tapped into oil reserves and ordered more ethanol blending. He said his team will meet with oil company executives to discuss hefty profits they're making. AAA says the national average for gas is a bit below $5 a gallon.
Fox's Gernal Scott. The president today issuing a statement recognizing World Refugee Day,
saying in part that he joins people around the world in recognizing the strength, resilience, and humanity of the millions of refugees forced to flee violence, and highlighting the more than 100 million people, according to the UN Refugee Agency, that have been forcibly displaced by the Russia-Ukraine war. The president saying the United States will do its part to ensure that those who have sought refuge here have access to the life-saving assistance they deserve. The Biden administration has raised the annual refugee admissions cap to 125,000 for fiscal year 2022.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. A 15-year-old boy is dead. Three other people, including a police officer, are wounded following a shooting at an unsanctioned event in Washington, D.C. over the weekend.
Police say officers recovered a gun and broke up two fights before shots were fired.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in Washington. New York police say a college basketball player was killed. Eight others wounded this morning in a shooting at a gathering in Harlem. The wounded include six males and two females. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Israel's defense minister today said his country is helping build a U.S.-led regional air defense alliance against Iran, and that the partnership has already thwarted attempted Iranian attacks. Israel considers Iran to be its greatest enemy. Today marked the observance of the country's newest federal holiday.
Today marks the second time Juneteenth National Independence Day will be observed as a federal holiday. Yesterday, June 19th, marked the actual date when, in 1865, 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation, word finally reached a 250,000 enslaved black people in Texas that they were legally free. Last year, President Joe Biden signed the bill passed by Congress that set June 19th aside as a federal holiday, but since it fell on a Sunday this year, the observance is today. That means the post office will be closed, along with government offices, many banks, and schools. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A Nebraska family discovers a large group of unwanted guests at their home.
Roughly 6,000 bees were removed recently from inside the walls of Thomas and Mary Lou Gaudier's 100-year-old home in Omaha. The Omaha World-Herald saying the couple noticed something was wrong when several bees were flying near their kitchen window. Next, they found around 30 bees in a second-floor bedroom. Thomas Gaudier saying he put his ears to a wall and he could hear buzzing. Rather than call an exterminator, the couple had members of a bee club safely remove them. Three honeycombs about 2 inches thick and 9 inches in diameter were inside the walls. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
World Swimming's governing body has in effect barred transgender women from taking part in women's events. Members giving wide support to a new gender inclusion policy yesterday. It allows only swimmers who transitioned before age 12 to compete in women's events. deeming those who transition after the start of puberty as having an advantage if they compete in women's events. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.